Hafizab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A bloody weekend in the occupied West Bank.
5 Palestinians killed between Jenin as well as Al-Quds, Jerusalem, and in the process also 2 Israeli soldiers critically injured, according to Israeli sources. One of the places that these incidents transpired was the village of Beit Annan, which is very close to Jerusalem, and on the early, in the early hours of Sunday morning yesterday, Israeli forces stormed that particular village. They reportedly sealed off a house in that village, fired grenades at it, bombs and gunfire, lots of explosions heard during that particular raid. And afterwards, the effects of this were clear for everybody to see. Blood residue from the Israeli army raid could be seen. And for some time, Israeli forces not allowing residents to leave or enter that particular village. That was the village close by to Jerusalem. Another incident occurred in the valley, in the village of Burqin, close by to Jenin, and as I said, in total, 5 Palestinians, 3 and 2 between these 2 incidents were killed. Palestinians speaking about some of the members of the resistance were killed. One was a young man who was barely going to get married in a month's time. There's also a Palestinian prisoner who was freed not too long ago. He lost his life in the incidents over the weekend. And according to the Palestinian resistance groups Hamas and Islamic Jihad, they're saying that between the 5 that were killed, they are members of these particular groups, and Israel has stepped in to detain the bodies of some of those who have been killed as well. This comes on the back of Israel storming several towns in the West Bank over the past week, Jenin as well. All of this on the back of the Palestinian prison escape, Israel imposing stricter controls at checkpoints, and the United Nations also reporting that Israeli forces have injured some 568 Palestinians, including 73 children. All of this happening between September the 7th and 20th, which does indicate, with so much activity in the West Bank, it definitely indicates that something is not well in the West Bank, and with more the armed nature of clashes between Palestinians and the Israelis, it does indicate to us that something definitely seems to be simmering in the West Bank beneath the surface after a very long time, in which, you know, perhaps a lot of the violence was simply Israeli arrests of Palestinians in the dead of the night. There seems to be a very determined fight back, and this could blow out of control at any moment from now.
But what about standing among Palestinians falls to lowest ever levels?
Absolutely, and this comes on the back of polling that took place in the same period where Mahmoud Abbas addressed the United Nations General Assembly. Now, just to, for a moment, look at what he said there. He addressed the UN General Assembly by a video link or recorded video on Friday. And more of the same. I mean, if you've been listening to Mahmoud Abbas for several years now, it's all about ultimatums. It's about threats to the Israelis, which many people don't take seriously anymore. So his latest threat was that the Palestinian Authority would no longer recognize Israel if Israel does not stop occupying territory that it took in 1967 within 1 year. Abbas also said that he would take Israel to the International Criminal Court, and he asked the UN Secretary General to convene an international conference to work towards resolving the conflict. Again, people pointing out immediately in the face of this that the Palestinian Authority's very existence is dependent on Israeli and American cooperation, and that the Palestinian Authority very much involved in security cooperation with the Israelis to suppress Palestinian resistance, particularly in the West Bank. And an Israeli analyst saying that time after time, despite these threats and ultimatums, when Arab and international pressure comes to bear on the Palestinian Authority, it backtracks on every threat, especially if there's financial repercussions. So the response of Hamas to what Abbas had said at the United Nations General Assembly, saying that it's a reproduction of his political trajectory of confusion and failure, and saying that he's represented his usual begging program towards the world in terms of peace talks, two-state solution, and the U.S. being an arbiter in this conflict. Now, to that poll, which was conducted by the Palestinian Center for Survey and Policy Research in the last few days, it says that 80% of Palestinians want Mahmoud Abbas to resign. And as we mentioned, this is the highest number ever calling for his resignation since 2005. And some of the reasons that have been cited for this is the fact that Abbas, his term as PA leader was supposed to end in 2009. And here we are 16 years later, no presidential elections. On top of that, there's a crackdown against critics of the Palestinian Authority, the killing of activist Nizar Banat, and calling off those elections that Abbas had supposedly announced earlier in the year. The repercussions of this would be that, according to the poll, if presidential or parliamentary elections were to be held today, Hamas will win hands down if Abbas was the choice. But if Marwan Barghouti was put forward as a candidate, perhaps it could tilt it a bit in Fatah's favor. And it also finds that the majority of Palestinians believe that Hamas needs to represent the Palestinians, and Hamas has the capability of freeing Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails, and also has earned a lot of respect because of putting itself in the firing line as Palestinian seat in the defense of residents of Jerusalem and the Al-Aqsa Mosque due to the last war that Israel imposed on the Gaza Strip.
And then finally, the son of pioneering Israeli Prime Minister rejects Zionism.
This is a remarkable story that was carried by Haaretz, and it tells the story of a man who's now 95 years old. He is the son of Israel's first foreign minister and the Israel's second prime minister as well. And his father was one of the people who actually signed Israel's so-called Declaration of Independence in 1948. And now the son, Yaakov Sharet, has come forward and turned his back on the founding ideology of the occupation, which is Zionism. In addition to all these linkages through his father, he himself was very much tied up with the Zionist project. He served in Zionist gangs prior to the creation of the State of Israel. He served in the Shin Bet security service. He also was very noteworthy in setting up kibbutz and also bringing members of Jewish communities from Eastern Europe and Russia and Soviet countries to Israel. Now, Yaakov Sharet, in this particular interview, has come up with the leading line of the interview is that the State of Israel and the Zionist enterprise, he says, were born in sin. And he went into detail as to why he has become a very fervent critic of the State of Israel, even though he still lives in Tel Aviv. He talks about the original sin of the Nakba and saying that this original sin pursues us and will continue to pursue us and hang over us in shame, saying that the whole idea on which Zionism was founded, which was to change the demographics, itself was writing on the wall from the beginning and was destined not to go down well, to transform a majority Arab country to a minority Jewish country. And even though he says he's forced or he doesn't have much choice to go anywhere else at this old age, he is fully aware of his complicity in all of this. He opposes Aliyah to Israel, encourages people in Israel to emigrate to other parts of the world. He's also unhappy with the religious fundamentalism, as he describes it, in Israel. And his final word here is that I'm a forced collaborator with a criminal country. I'm here. I have nowhere to go because of my age. But every day this recognition doesn't leave me, and the recognition is, in the end, is that Israel is a country occupying and abusing another people.
Shukran for the update.
Shukran.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was this week's Palestine Report with Hafiz Ibrahim Musa.